Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
According to a new report from ESPN, there have been three positive COVID-19 tests reported with the Arizona Cardinals this week. Now, we know one of them was star defensive end Chandler Jones. We haven't heard who the other two are yet. One more positive test we're learning means the team will have to move to intensive protocols. Here's what Luke Lipinski with 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station just said on the Wolf and Luke show.
Everything I've heard is that all the Cardinals are vaccinated, and Graziano did just tweet out, as a reminder, fully vaccinated player who tests positive may return to the team if he tests negative twice within 24 hours between tests, shows no symptoms, and is cleared by doctors to return. So this could not be an issue on Sunday, but also it is Thursday.
How big a problem could this be for the Cardinals?
It could be a big problem, and looking at the intensive protocols, and I went and looked at what that means, and that means going back to, and if it's the same as it was last year, it's going back to having team meetings virtually, unless you're outdoors and in masks, and going back to a lot of the ways grab-and-go meals instead of sitting together at meals. But then how do you travel? I mean, you got to travel together to get to Cleveland, and what would the league say if you're in the middle of those intensive protocols? What are they going to do before the game? Because you don't want to bring it into Cleveland with that team either. So the team being fully vaccinated is a great thing. We'll find out. We know that the only person that is a player that we know that's tested positive so far is Chandler Jones, which is a huge loss if he can't play this weekend. But will this permeate further on the team? I think this could be a big issue. If nothing else, it is going to be a major distraction against a really good football team on the road. So I know it's supposed to be bigger than wins and losses, but from the wins and losses point of view, it's going to be a big distraction for a good team against another very good team.
Phoenix PD has seen a big decline in officers over the past year, resulting in a 22-second increase in response time to 911 calls. Executive Assistant Chief Mike Kurtenbach explains the department has already seen 150 homicides this year.
Last year, we hit 200 homicides as a city, which was the most homicides that we had had as a city since 2007. And we are trending this year, we were, through the end of September, to match that.
And will those numbers continue to go up as long as there's a shortage of cops?
Yeah, and the issue for this, and I've talked about this for a long time, I moved here in 1995, and I fell in love with Arizona in 1992 when I came here. It was a big city, not like it is now, but it was a big city then. But it was beautiful, clean, and it felt brand new. Crime is very, very low. I think it was at one time, when I moved here, was the most livable city. It was just such a great place, and it remains that way. The Phoenix Police Department has been a victim of their own success. They have always, always, always kept a lid on crime in spite of shortages of officers. Well, now that shortage is exacerbated because cops are leaving the profession. If we do not get a lid on this, if we don't get a handle on it now, we are going to turn into other major cities with major crime that's happening in parts of town and a danger to people. When you call 911, the expectation is help is going to be there as soon as possible. And we need to be able to lower those times. And officer safety also gets questioned or is reduced when things like this happen. This is a problem that I've seen coming for almost 10 years, and now it's really coming to a head with more and more officers leaving the department or leaving the profession, and it's something we've got to get a handle on, like, right now. You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time with the big headlines. There's a lot of headlines. What's next, Jeremy?
Seattle area school district's diversity team leader just lost her job after parents discovered her racist and vulgar TikTok videos that basically condemned white people. And here's just a sampling of what Alicia Bush said.
You too can achieve the American dream if only you work hard enough to conform to society's norms. And by society, I mean white supremacy.
All right, now NFL coach John Gruden just lost his job this week after 10-year-old emails with racist undertones surfaced. And many think his career is over. Should this lady's career be over as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when your job is to be the equity person at the school and you're talking about white supremacy. And she sounded a lot like what was Herman Munster's wife's name on that show? He sounds just like her. Or she said, yeah, Lily, that's what it is. Thank you, Ed. Lily Munster sounded a lot like Lily Munster, and she's doing it intentionally. This is someone that's the equity director at a school. that you know that she feels this way, but she's so bold about it, she put it up online, which is why she lost her job. Parents just need to pay attention to a lot of this stuff, because I don't think this is going to be the end of it.
All right, and finally, this is a follow-up to a story we did yesterday on Sun Center DeAndre Ayton. He admitted he's not happy. He hasn't been given a max-level contract yet.
I'm really disappointed that we haven't really gotten to a deal or a deal done yet. No, I just really want to be respected, to be honest.
Now, Ayton's big boss, Suns owner Robert Sarver, went on with our sister station, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, yesterday. Was asked by Burns and Gambo if he wants to get a deal done with Ayton.
If we can get something that works for both sides, we definitely would. And, you know, as you know, in restricted free agency, sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't.
Does it sound to you like Sarver's really intent on giving Ayton what he wants?
I think that the attitude of the Suns is that he had a great season last year, so he's showing what kind of potential he has, but he hadn't lived up to that potential before that. So before they sign him to a max contract, they want to make sure that the DeAndre Ayton they got last year is the DeAndre Ayton they're going to get moving forward because of the money they're going to spend, which I understand from a business owner standpoint, that you're going to want to make sure, or as sure as you can be, that you're getting what you think you're getting when you pay for it. That being said, Robert Sarver has a reputation here in town of underachieving with the Phoenix Suns. And he, in one season, was able to win back the fan base here in Phoenix. If he doesn't get something done here and the Suns take a step backwards, he's going to be back where he started with the reputation that he had before. So I think he needs to get something done, and let's hope it gets done soon. That is Did You Hear This for today. Coming up in a moment, we are going to talk to Roy Herrera. He's a Democratic strategist. We're going to talk about the border, the reopening of the border for people with non-essential travel, and what's happening at the border right now in Yuma and other parts of Arizona as more and more people are crossing our border. All that's coming up here in just a moment.